From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. One of the most significant pieces of legislation to come out of this year's legislative session was signed into law today. As 91.5 KRCC's Been to Brooklyn reports, Senate Bill 267 avoided deep cuts to hospitals and put about $2 billion into road funding.
The expansive measure was aimed at helping rural Colorado and preventing an effective $500 million cut to hospitals. It also removed a hospital fee from counting against the state's revenue growth limit to free up more money in the state budget. Republican Senator Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling was the main sponsor.
We can't continue to balance the budget on the back of hospitals.
The bipartisan bill, which is separate from the annual state budget, was the subject of intense negotiations between the Republican-controlled Senate and Democratic House. It will also allow the state to sell and lease back buildings and put that money into roads. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The city of Fountain is asking its residents to begin conserving water this week while they work on mandatory water restrictions that will likely be in place later this summer. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports the restrictions are related to the presence of toxic chemicals in the Widefield Aquifer, which is a key source of water for the community. The last time Fountain stopped drawing water from the aquifer was in 2015, which dropped the city's water capacity by about 20%. The voluntary restrictions begin Thursday. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.